It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
It is well underway. 33rd year of the Umpqua Valley Festival of Lights. Tabitha Lehman is the chair. Thanks for coming in this morning. What's been going on? Get real close to the mic there.
Yeah. Well, we kicked off our season and it is just going fantastic. We had a great opening night, had a couple special events already, and we are excited. It's underway.
And how long does it go through?
We are open through January 1st every single night.
Now, Amy Taylor is in here as well. And Amy, you are working on the Holiday Village, which opened last night, right?
It did, finally. I'm very excited about it.
So what is a Holiday Village if somebody hasn't been there before?
The Holiday Village, we make sure that every little kid in Douglas County and far away can come see Santa for free. So you take your own pictures with Santa, but he's there each night, Thursday through Sunday, open to close.
And what else is going on there?
Oh, I've got all kinds of new stuff this year. We invested in a new train. So the model train that goes through there is new and updated. It's the Polar Express, and we've decorated it like Candyland and added in some claw machines from our friends at Dragon's Cave Claw Arcade, which has been really fun, and all kinds of new and exciting things.
And so is the, what's the best idea? Do you think people should come by there before they go through the light display or vice versa?
I absolutely think you should stop in. First thing, we have youth groups each night that are selling concessions. So each night there's a different group of young people trying to raise money for the things they love, their teams, their clubs. I've got cheerleaders, and tonight is the Riddle Activity Center. They're raising money to build that fantastic new building in Riddle. So we have all kinds of fun stuff, and they're happy to bake you some treats and hot chocolate, and then you have something special to go through the lights with.
Now, how many years have we had the sort of the current version of the Holiday Village?
Oh, this is brand new. We were back in Helic Hall last year, but this year it is all new decorations and lots of new fun stuff. We have some gingerbread men that are out at local businesses. Each night that the Holiday Village is open, we have a different business that's sponsoring little giveaways from Santa.
Wow. So how long have you been working on this?
This is my third year as the chair for the Holiday Village.
But back in, like how many weeks does it take you to get ready?
Oh, I have been there every Saturday and at least 10 hours during the week since the middle of October.
Man, that's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
What do you like about it?
Last night was the payoff, right? We finally see the kids and their faces light up when they come see that model train, and we see the sweet interactions with Santa and babies with their first interactions, and then I help Santa read all of his mail. So little kids come in and write letters to Santa, and there's some really special moments.
Now, can people get tickets for the drive-through when they come to the village first?
No, we have you just go to the gate because you can pay cash or card or what have you at the gate. You could honestly come into the village without going to the gate. We don't check.
No, okay. Not how often do people whisper on the radio? Feel like we've become the golf channel here.
Yes, absolutely.
How many nights a week is the village open?
It's open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And then it'll go till when?
All this month, and then we're also open on Christmas Eve, which is, I believe, a Tuesday or Wednesday this year.
Pretty good. So, Tabitha, anything people should know about kind of the event overall and how to, if they've never been there, if they're newer?
Yeah, I mean, it's spectacular what volunteers can put together, and we have over 500,000 lights throughout 90 displays, lots of fun going on at the village. It's pretty special to have that right here in Douglas County, and we do still have some special nights coming up. So Monday is canned food night, where you can get in for just 5 cans of food to help support our local pantries.
And what's the reason for doing all this work? Are you guys just bored or what?
No. It is to fundraise for scholarships, so Rotary. This is a Rotary project, and we put scholarships out into our community. And then we also support other local nonprofits through things like Canned Food Drive or Saving Grace Night, and the partnerships we have there as well.
All right. And again, it's 7 nights a week, right?
It is. Every night, even Christmas Day, we will be out there with the lights open.
All right. Tabitha Lehman, Amy Taylor, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
836 of the Morning Report.